Last week we were learning the Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph about Muktzah, topic of Muktzah. We got about 10 lines before the Mishnah, Dorash Rava, Rava Paskin in public, the following Psak, on Yontif, logs on Mutal Taltel for the purpose of burning for Hasokeh, in order to keep the body warm, in order to cook food. So the Shaila is, you have a shed, a deer that's full of logs, and let's say the Balabasta wants to go in order to take one log to designate it as a nud, in order to be able to poke around the coals in the fire. So Rava made a public pronouncement that it's not permissible. Ishalo tikonis l'dir ho'eitzim lipel mehem ud. She shouldn't go in to take one log to designate it as a poker. So Shaila is, why not? So we mentioned last week that there are two pshotim on this. So Rashi and the Rambam and Epis, most of the Rishonim, learned that this is a hemshech from the Gemara before, that the Gemara says that the logs on Yontif are really muktzah. Because in order, there are four things, we said many times, there are four things that are mekabel tuma. Ad mekelem ochlem amashkim. And the Gemara says in Kol HaKelim, in Maseches Shabbos, that the Hilchas Muktzah were instituted with the Rabbanan pattern, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the right to Tikkun pattern after the Dinam Deraisa. That Muktzah haste a piece of junk. The Chachamim really wanted to prohibit being metaltal anything. You shouldn't move anything at all in the house, because Zeresh and Yosei may carry it in the street. You're not allowed to carry anything in the street. Not allowed to carry glasses in the street. If you wear the glasses, Muktzah. But he carry glasses, Tarmanish, Gemara, a table, chair, fork, and knife. You shouldn't be allowed to be metaltal anything. That would make life impossible. How can you can't move a chair? You can't eat the food. It's impossible. So they didn't want to make life impossible. So whatever has a hishtamshus, whatever would be an extreme inconvenience, so they didn't ask them. Whatever is a piece of junk and bake off a car, you don't use it anyway. So what's this? Machnish Tyson. They may as well make an iser. Shalom the Taltal, I feel about bais, Kzereshem Yotzi Bachutz. So the four categories are the Mekele Mokhlum Mashkim, those things that are Mekabal Tumah. Junk is not Mekabal Tumah. These four things are Mekabal Tumah, so that means that has a Hashiva. So whatever is in these four categories, that they were never goes, that it should be Muktzah. So the Pashtus of the whole Sugi is that logs, Eitzim Havonah V'Ofer, is Muktzah Machmas Gufa. It's a piece of junk. Either log, you can use the log for burning Ganyontif in the furnace to make a fire. You can use it, but it's still money. Money is also considered muktzah machmas gufa. Why? Money is a piece of junk. Money is worth a lot of money. You can buy a lot of things. But al pidin, it's muktzah. It's considered muktzah. It's not adam mekelem ochlem amashkim. It's not a kli. So just like money is, even though money has quite a use, but nonetheless, money is considered muktzah machmas gufa. It's not a kli. So too, logs on yontif, you can use the logs in order to keep warm, but it's not considered a kli. But there is a din if you are mazman muktzah in advance. We said it says in Yeridei when you have a bris. So the minig is based on the zayl lahatminis or offer the arlo. The offer the arlo that this moil cuts off, the little piece of skin that he cuts off, minig is to put it into sand. And even if the bris is on Shabbos and Yontif, in the sand is muktzah nonetheless. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes in the Tshuvas Hagoyinim, that you mazman offer a bod yom. And Aruch Haim writes it then in Yeridei in Hilchas Mila. He writes in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Milo, you mazman the offer at bod yom, so it remains muktzah, but you're permitted to be metalfal for this specific purpose that you are mazman it. So logs on Erev Yontif, you're mazman the logs in order to use them in order to make the fire to cook the food or to keep warm, yeah, so you're permitted to be metalfal the logs for that purpose, but they remain muktzah. The logs don't become ois muktzah if you took a whole bunch of logs and you tied them together and you put a pillow on top and you made a chair, you made a bed out of it, then it's considered a kli. If you tied it together, you made it ashtikalatsuras a kli. But if the log remains a log, a log is a log is a log, so it's muktzah. Even on Yontav is muktzah. The only thing is you are mazmin it for the shtamshis of hasokeh, so that's the klala. Nitnu eitz melo la hasokeh bovad. You're permitted to be metalfal for the hasokeh purposes, but not for other purposes. So that's how most of the Rishonim learn. Ishalo tikonis l'dirayt and litma mood. You're not allowed to take logs to serve as any purpose, for any purpose other than for hasoka purposes. If you want to burn the logs, that's one thing. But if you want to use the log as a poker to poke around in the furnace in the oven, that's less of a hishtamshus. You're allowed to whenever you are mazman some muktzah for hishtamshus, you're allowed to be metalta la muktzah for that hishtamshus or for any other hishtamshus that's more important, equally important. And Rava holds that this is considered less important. That's how Rashi and most of Rashi, they're not most of the Rishonim line like that. So Tosfos on the bottom of the daf is not happy with that. Tosfos says that the Pashup Shat in the Gemara seems to imply, we had the Gemara last week, that this issue of Lenitnu Eitzim El Hasoka, is that so? That if something is mukts when you are mazmin it for one specific ishtamshus, that you're not allowed to, even though for that ishtamshus is mutal l'taltal, but you're not allowed to be mutal if any other ishtamshus, that this nekuda is a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. If Reb Shimon lays lay mukta, so then you wouldn't hold from this din of l'nitnu eitzim el l'hasoki either. And Tosfos wants to say, the bottom Tosfos wants to say, that that's the like hilchasa, that we don't paskin like Reb Yudah, we paskin like Reb Shimon who's make a l'mukta. Tosfos implies we paskin like Reb Shimon who's make a l'mukta b'im b'shabbos b'im b'yontif. Not like the Mechaba who makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. The Ramah follows the Shittas Balei HaTosfos. Beim Shabbos, Beim Yontif, the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. That there's no Issa Mukta in them. And that's number one. And number two, Tosfos holds there's no Dina Mukta. We'll make a lot of Mukta on Yontif. So who are Dinami? This whole Klala Nitaitz Malasoka should fall away. So Tosfos holds it cannot be that's the reason for Ravis. So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch they give a different term. They quote Ravis Din. Ishalat Tikkanis writes some Lita Maimud, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, and the Mechaba says it, but the Mishnah Berurah explains it differently. It's an Isser of Mesakin Mona, that if I take a log, I'm not going to chisel it down, I'm not going to break it down to size. Not that I take a piece of wood and I break off and I make a toothpick out of a piece of wood, but that's Mesakin Mona. I took a big, fat log, and I broke off a little bit, I made a toothpick, I made a knife. That I can end the same Mesakin Mona. Yeah, I take a log and I designate him, I'm going to use this log as a poker to poke around. I'm not changing the tzur of the log. So even though you're not changing anything, that's also a violation of Mesakin Mon. Tachidish?
Doesn't do anything.
The Machshava, he's designating
it. He made a special thing. It wasn't designated for that purpose.
Yeah, originally it was just plain log, and now he makes up his mind and he makes a declaration, from now on I'm going to use this as a poker.
So even the logs that he prepared last soccer, he can also take one piece of log and use it as a poker.
So that's what we're talking about.
Those dir eitzim were not set away for a soccer.
No.
It means the whole dir eitzim was set away for a sukkah?
Yeah, so Rashi learns because la nitnu eitzim el hasukkah, you're not allowed to be metaltal it for any hishtamshus other than hasukkah. And the Tosfos holds that's shalok ilchasa, that we really shouldn't paskin la nitnu eitzim el hasukkah, because on the top of the daf, the Gemara quoted Tana Rabban on the third line, and Tanach Musak there be bakas. Bakas is the log that's muzmon for hasukkah, for fire. And still you're not allowed to use that bakas to support the pot or to support the delis. Reb Shimon disagrees. And Rashi says, why does Reb Shimon disagree? Because leis lei mukta. Reb Shimon mata. Rashi writes the leis lei mukta.
Why does the Gemara have to say ishaloi tikunis l'dir eitzim little man? She says ishaloi shouldn't take a piece of wood to make it into a.
The Rashi learns that's what it means. Most of the Rishonim say that's what it means. You're not allowed to use a log for any hishtamshus other than hasukkah.
Where's the melachta le'isra on Shabbos?
It's what?
It's worse than a melachta le'isra on Shabbos. Because if you have a dovish melachta le'isra on Shabbos, you can...
L'tzara gufa yimei. That's a kli. A kli shemelachta le'isra. So since it's a kli, so it's not mukta.
Okay.
So tenisa til kalim is lower, less than mukta. But here it's mukta mamish, that's parshup shah. Okay. And Tosfos and other rishonim are not happy with that. Yeah. Has to have a tzuras hakli and has to have some kind of
ishtamshus. In order to be a keli.
The Gemara says it has to do with Kabbalah's tumah, but then the Gemara says not 100%. Not 100%. Take the marshal a ball, a football, a baseball, a ball that people play with. So the Mechaber writes that a ball is muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif. If you mazmin the ball to play with it, it's like, but in principle, the ball is muktzah. The Ramah says, why? Ball is not muktzah. Since it has the ishtamshus, even though it's not mekabel tumah, it doesn't have a tzuras hakli, it's still not muktzah.
What about if the log is too big,
you
don't go to the oven? Can you cut it
with a sucker? Yeah, we had it before, you're allowed to cut it. Yeah. Like more before, so like cutting a piece of chicken. I have a piece of flesh, a piece of chicken is too big to eat, so I cut it in half and I eat a little bit. I have a log that's too big to fit into the furnace. I cut it in half. You shouldn't use that kind of. You shouldn't use such an axe that's miyuchet for chopping down trees, because it'll look some arisayin and over the dechol and over the dechol problem. Okay, so you have to somehow break the log without violating over the dechol. Okay. Right. If you want to do kisui hadam, yeah, so the offer would be mukta. So you have to be mazmin the offer in advance. Yeah, if you're not mazmin the offer in advance, it'll be mukta. Yeah, that's in the first pair. Yeah. So on this line, this psagivaldige chidish, what the Shulchan and the Machaba learns a different time. You're not allowed to take a log and designate it as an ud, as a kli. To continuously use it time after time, that's also a violation of Masakaman, even though you didn't change the Tzuras HaDover, you just designated it B'machshava B'peh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber, that's what the Mechaber said. And then the second din, this is Rava, paskening in public. So the second din he says is, we usually assume the din is like Rava. So that was the problem on the first din. Do we paskan la nitnu etam el lahasok or not? So Rashi. Rashi says we don't paskin like anything on this daf. Rashi says we paskin there's no din amukta, so we reject this. And when there's no din adoption in biskam, Rashi is rejecting everything on the daf. This Rashi the hilchasa. So Rashi says but it's shaloi kalocha. The Gemara gives you what the hilchasa is, but it's all shaloi kalocha because we don't paskin mukta, we don't paskin from paskin achshirach on nefesh is mutter, we paskin adoption in biskam is mutter. So Rashi machta avek with the whole blat Gemara. And Tosis is trying to salvage the Gemara. So they say, how can Rashi say when it says Hilchus, it's not Kalocha? Of course it is Kalocha. So that's a shaila here with Rava. Whatever Rava says, we're accepting Lalocha. Rava's from the later Amaroim. Hilchus the Kabasroim. Me Abai v'Rava v'Yelach. We pass from like Rava usually. Yeah. So that's a shaila. What did he say? So the Pashtus in Rava that he's saying, L'nitnu Eitzim El Allah HaSokin. So the Shulchan Aruch gave this other interpretation. That Rav is not saying Lenit Neitz Malas. Okay, then the second half of Rav, that for sure we take a don't paskin like it. The Gemara says the second half of Rav is clearly Shalak Halacha. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. He says Ud. What if you had a real Ud? I had a poker that was made from wood. The poker should be made from metal. What's to say if a made from wood is going to burn in the oven? I was like, you had a poker that was made from wood, that was Miyuchud. And then it broke in the middle of Yontif, so it's no longer long enough. It's so short, I'll start poking around. I'll burn my hand. So it's not useful anymore as a poker, to poke around. So am I permitted now to use the two broken pieces to throw it into the fire? So Rabbi says, you're not allowed to. Rabbi says, Be'uch and Ishbar, in the middle of Yontif. If it broke on Erev Yontif, that became a log. That became a log on Erev Yontif. But if it broke in the middle of Yontif, in the beginning of Yontif, it was a clear. Now it's Nishbar. So what's the din if, let's say, if a chair, avachir, and the legs are little shvach. In the middle of Yontif, the legs break, and now the chair is not comfortable for an adult to sit on, but for a little child to sit on is okay. So the little child has shorter legs, so he can sit on it. So that's okay. It was originally a chair for adults, and now it's a chair for children. It's still a chair. I had a big pot that was so big and so deep, and then if the pot cracked on top, it has a hole, or part of it fell off, and now it's a smaller pot. You can put in 3 gallons of soup. You can put in a few cups of soup. So that's a big pot became a small pot. Right there. It's always a mei melachton harishona. So that's a hemshach from the original kili, so that's not mukta. But if you had an oichel that converted to become a different oichel, let's say in the beginning of, this is the first daf and beis that we had. Yeah. You had the chicken that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, so it's Michalod, and the whole thing is Michalod. Then you finish eating the chicken, you don't leave over any chicken, you have bones left. So the bones is not Michalod. So after you finish eating, the bones are now Michal Behemoth. So I declare on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, I declare all the chicken with everything in, I declare it's all Michalod, even though I don't plan to eat the bones. Or let's say the steak, for sure, you can't even eat the bones if he tries, it'll break his teeth. So I declare the whole steak and the whole chicken is Michael Odom. Then in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yontif, it now switched to become Michael Behemoth, because the Odom made up all the chicken I just left with the bones. So what's the din of Michael Odom, Shinish Tanalias, Michael Behemoth? Is that Mukta or not? So that's the original Machlekes of Yudin, Reb Shim. That's a Machlekes. And also, if you have a Kli, Shinish Tana, the Kli broke in the middle of Shabbos and Yontif, and now it became a gantz in a different kli. Not oisim mei malachton harishoinon. Not it's a smaller pot, it's a smaller chair for children as opposed to adults. It's in ganzen different. Originally it was a chair, a wooden chair, and now it's broke so much so you can't use it. Now it's broken wood, and on Yom Tov I use broken wood as for the furnace to burn. So would you consider this muktzah not? If it would have been broken wood on Erev Yom Tov, it would have been fine. If it would have been a chair, the whole Yom Tov would have been fine. But it started off as a chair, and it's like if it would have been Michael Behemer from the beginning to the end of Yom Tov, fine. Michael Behemer is not muktzah. If it would have been Michael Lodem from the beginning to the end, that would be fine. But if it's Michael Lodem, Shenishtan Elias, Michael Behemer, that's Neulot. So that's the Machlegs of Yuna Reb Shimon. So the same if you have an ud, a wooden chair, or you had a wooden poker, and it broke in the middle of Yom Tov, and it's no longer useful as a chair, as a poker. Now it's only useful as firewood. So that's going to be a Machlegs of Yuda and Reb Shimon. So Rabbi takes a stand on that, and he says, like Reb Yuda, ud shenishbar osa lasikah b'yom tov lefi, because the din is like Reb Yuda, mesikim dekelim, I can take the whole chair and throw it into the furnace. However, ein mesikim mishivri kelim, if the kli smashed in the middle of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to throw the pieces in to the became muktzis, so you're not permitted to throw the pieces in because you're not allowed to handle the pieces of muktzis.
Yeah.
Okay. He's paskening la locha like Reb Yuda. Yeah. Okay. He's paskening la locha like Reb Yuda. So the and Rashi says we don't pasken like him. This part of the Rashi maskim because the Gemara says that Rav is the loik halacha. So the Gemara says you mean to say the meimer the Rav ki Reb Yuda svirle. The Rav is being mefarsim to the Balabatim, that he holds the din is like Reb Yudah, the Islay Muktzeh, and therefore Noilat is also, because if the din would have been like Reb Shimon, so it's a Klish and Ishtan Aliyah's logs, so logs are not, logs you're allowed to handle on Yom Tov, and the chair you're allowed to handle on Yom Tov. So just because it's switched from A to B, why should it be Muktzeh? Correct the Gemara, but we never heard that, we never thought that Rav holds like Reb Yudah. So Ha'omalei Rav L'shameh, but Rav once gave a psak. Rava once told his gabbai, or his chef in his kitchen, stama his chef. Shama usually means a gabbai, an assistant. But here it means the cook, who cooks his food. So once on Yom Tov, he requested of him, to be li, it couldn't have been on Shabbos, he's not going to ask him to broil the chicken on Shabbos. Once on a Yom Tov, he requested, to be li, please broil for me barabza, a goose. And then what did she do with the kishkis? And throw the kishkis to the cat. The shadi meye, and throw the bnei meyayim to the shunra, to the cat. Frag the Gemara, how can you throw it to the cat? On Erev Yom Tov, the whole goose is Michael Adam. That's like a chicken or a steak, so the whole thing is labeled as Michael Adam. And then when the person eats what he's going to eat, and he leaves over the bones, the bones is only right to Michael Behemoth. Here also. The Bnei Meyayim is not Roy L'Michael Odom. Why is the Bnei Meyayim not Roy L'Michael Odom? What's this? Human beings never eat kishke.
Why not?
The Rashi doesn't understand what's wrong. The whole thing is still Michael Odom. Rashi fact Akasha. It's still Michael Odom. Why is there an issue of muktzah over here? Why is it? What? It's Michael Adam. Before Yom Tov began, I treated the whole goose as Michael Adam. Now all of a sudden, the kishke became Michael Behemer. Why isn't it still? Let's say someone ate the chicken and they left over a little bit chicken on the bone. That you can feed to the dogs. It's still Michael Adam. The person ate as much as they're going to eat, and then they left over. So what's left over is still Michael Adam?
Nobody ever eats those kishkis from a dog.
We don't enjoy. It's not Roy Lachilo Sodom, but we don't enjoy it.
The Rashi
says because people usually don't eat it. It says because Lefishen Derech Menu Adam Lecha B'nei Meyayim. Rashi writes because it's not Derech Menu Adam Teeth B'nei Meyayim. So Tosfos says, so what? But if it's still, if it's Roy Lachilo,
yeah.
Why should it be muktzah? The Taisu says, "Mishadi meil lishun." They says, "Why should it be muktzah?" So they finally said, "Yeshleiman, no, we're talking. They had a goose and they ate the flesh and they left over the Bnei Me'ayim and they became spoiled. So now it's not Roila Meichelot. So after it became spoiled, then he said, throw it to the cat. So that's Taka Meichelot. Before Yonsef, the whole group was Meichelot. Now it's Nishtana Leah's Meichel Behemoth because it got spoiled. If a person will eat it, they get a bellyache. If you feed it to the cat, the cat's stomach is not so sensitive, so the cat will not get a bellyache. So that's what the Gemara Frek Takasha. How can you feed it to the cat if it's Michael Adam Shinishan Elias Michael Behemoth? That's a Dacha Machlegis Neulad. That's a Machlegis of Yudah Reb Shimon. So if Rava says Muta means that he holds like Reb Shimon, so how can you say over here that Rava holds like Reb Yudah? And for the Gemara, no, the Yoylam Rava really holds like Reb Yudah. He holds there is a din of Muktzah. Neulad, when it's Nishtan in the middle of Yontif, it's Asa. Abahasim, that story with the goose, with the Bnei Me'ayim, Hasim, Kevin, the Misrichi. Kevin, the Masrichi, since he knows that the kishkas are going to get spoiled, the Bnei Me'ayim are going to get ruined because they have no refrigeration and the person is not going to eat it, then he didn't give it to the cat right away. If he would have given it to the cat when it's still right, Achilas Adam, it wouldn't be Muktzah. They waited to give it later. So since he knows that it's going to get spoiled, so therefore, me esmo daite ilave. From Erev Yontav, they already had in Zin to feed it to the cat. But that's, so therefore, it didn't become Muktzah. What do you
but
mean?
But that's true of a chicken with a bone.
So every chicken is a chazer. That's what Tesis says. So the chicken is also like that. When I have chicken for Shabbos, so I plan to eat the chicken. I'm not going to eat the bones. The bones I'm going to leave over and give it to the dog. So why the bones are machlegs of Yudah Reb Shimon? The same thing is over here. So that's what Tesis answers. By us, the Tesis is a little missing. But the Tesis in Masech HaShabbos and the Rashbo quotes the Tesis here. It's a little magumgum, the way they present it here. The Tesis says, we're talking a case over here that they already shechted the chicken on Erev, they shechted the goose on Erev Yontif. Shengishochten gewon. And they know in advance that the people are going to eat the... And it was already separated. The Bnei Me'ayim were removed. They're not going to leave. They know Bnei Me'ayim gets spoiled faster than the rest of the goose. So they separated, they detached the Bnei Me'ayim from the goose. At the beginning of Yontif, we know the goose is Michael Adam. The Bnei Me'ayim, what are we going to do with it? We're not going to eat it. They have delicious food. They're not going to eat the Bnei Me'ayim, and it's going to get spoiled over the course of Yontif. So Melechatchila, from Erev Yontif, it was already a separate entity, and it was cat food. So it was Michael Behemoth.
It wasn't Nishtanis. It wasn't Michael Behemoth.
Exactly. So it was Michael Behemoth from the beginning of Yontif. So it's not Nishtanis. That's what the Gemara meant to say. It was already nishchat and separated. It was nishchat from Erev Yontif and it was already separated. And he knows in advance it's going to get spoiled. So therefore he has in zin melechatchilas Michael Behemoth. That's the so this din of Rav Yudah we don't accept. This rubber paskins like Rav Yudah, we don't accept Rav Yudah. We know the din is like Rav Shimon. But the first din of rubber, that sounds like we do accept. Ishalat ikonis ledehu etzim litam emud, that we do accept. So that's the shaila. What is that based on? So Rashi and most of the Rishonim say it's based on the din that we had before. That we do accept that klal. And Tosfos, the bottom, Tosfos on the Omer, says, no, that's the loike hilchoso. Because that principle of nitnu eitz mel hasoker, that's also only alibid Reb Yudah, and according to Reb Shimon, is muta. That's what it says on the top of the Omer. Fishal and nitnu eitz mel hasoker, Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon matir. Why is Reb Shimon matir? So the Gemara says three lines later, should I say Rab Lazar Reb Shimon holds like his father Reb Shimon delay slay muktzah? He doesn't hold from muktzah, therefore he doesn't hold from the dinner lindit to eitz melo hasokah. But that's how Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara. If he holds like Reb Shimon that he's mekel and hilchas muktzah, so the whole dinner lindit to eitz melo hasokah wouldn't exist. So that's a major machlokes of Rishonim. Whether we hold from the dinner, Shulchan Aruch it says you do hold from the dinner. The Mechaber paskins like the Ramam and the Rif on Yontif, like Reb Yudah, but the Ramah does not. The Ramah paskins like this Tosfos, like the Rosh. The Beim Shabbos, Beim Yontif, the din is like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yudah. Okay.
But by Avonim, everybody would agree that it's Muktzah.
Yeah. Real Muktzah, everybody agrees. Yeah. The Machlegs of Shimon, Reb Yudah, not the Reb Shimon denies Muktzah. Certain fine points in Hilchus Muktzah. Eitz Mavonim, you offer, they all agree is Muktzah be'oichlem and Muktzah be'kelem if it's Nishtana, Neulad. Michael Adam she Nishtana li'as Michael Behemah, Kli Eish and Nishtana li'as Kli B. That's the Machlegs of Shimon Ayudah by Neulad. Or by these kind of cases. So certain cases where there's Machlegs of Yudah Reb Shimon.
You offer chicken, you find the egg with the lobster. It's the same thing as the fish.
that we don't eat it, yeah?
Yeah, you don't eat it, but you have to give it to the dog.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But it's the same as to do with the same.
Same
as the mind.
Yeah. Mind, you mean if in the middle of Yontif, I'll open up an egg and find the blood spot?
You open the chicken, you know, cut the chicken.
When you cook the hen, you've already took out the eggs from before. You have to salt the chicken. You have to salt the eggs separately.
Yeah.
You've already took out the eggs.
You take out, you see,
find the spot in the egg. Find the spot, says the Muslim affair. It was always Michael Bain. It was Michael Adam from the beginning of Yom Tov.
Yeah, but when you open Yom Tov, you find it in Yom Tov.
Yeah, but in the beginning of Yom Tov, the egg was already separate. He doesn't cut open the hen on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
When he salts the chicken, he already had to remove the eggs from before.
Same thing as with the bone.
So that the egg that has the blood spot in it, that's Michael Bain. That's not the. So we don't need it, so that's Michael Bain. Mikra din, the egg with the blood spot is man as mutter. Because the Gemara says in Chulin that a blood spot is also not because of Anisa Dam, but because of Anisa Nevela. Because it shows that it was the beginning of life and a chick that would have developed into never had a het shechita. And that's what the Gemara says in Chulin, it's quoted in Yerideya, that it depends which side of the egg you find the blood spot. Was it on the flat side or was it on the pointy side? That on one side it's an indication of the beginning of life, and on the other side it's not to be necessarily an indication of the beginning of life. But because it's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosis, which side is the lucky side, which side is the good side, which is the bad side, so that's why we ask on both sides. Well, let's say you find the dam in the middle of the egg, not on this side, not on that side. Find in the middle that it's not an indication of the beginning of
life.
Development of beginning of life. So take mutter mikra din, you can even eat the blood spot. And then bisman hazeh, we had the gemara in the first perek in beitza. There's such a thing that they are called in chulin in beitza.
Even if you eat the blood spot.
Yeah, with the blood spot. The blood spot is not fleshig. It's not dam. It's hetagomer. And then the Gemara says, if you know for sure that you kept the roosters away, far away from the hens, because you don't want the roosters to fertilize the hens, so it's not going to have a, it's not going to be min hashamayim. It's not going to get fertilized if there's no zocher, there's no immaculate conception. So there was no fertilization. So if they were careful, and on the egg farms. They're very careful to keep away the roosters. They don't want any of the roosters to make the hens pregnant. They want them just to lay the eggs, that the eggs should not become fertilized. They shouldn't turn into chicks. So Moshe writes, Mikra Din, all the blood spots that we have are really mutter in America. Because the blood spots are what we call safta meyara. It came, the hen was sitting on the dust, sitting in the dirt. Has nothing to do with an indication of fertilization. Moshe says, though, but the minig is that we don't eat the egg with the blood spot. Even on Mikra Din, it's really mutter. Why are we so makbet to keep on checking the eggs? If the whole thing is only a minig, so what's a psazak paid? Okay, it's also a minig. It's also a minig that we check the eggs. It's also a minig. That's where Moshe said, what if by mistake someone cracked open an egg in a frying pan, he fries it, then he finds out that it had a blood spot? So years ago, there was a whole asik gevald, you have to kasha the frying pan, I got to say asik. And if you cook together two eggs, and one of them had a blood spot,
so the whole thing.
So you have to throw everything away, you have to kasha the pot. If you had three eggs, then you hold that it's a bottled beroy. It's one treif egg with two kosher eggs. And Moshe says that bismanazen, none of this applies. He says, mikaradin, even the blood spot itself you can eat. And the minig is that we don't eat the blood spot, but there's no minig that you have to kasha the pot. And he says, if you cracked open a few eggs together and you fried them and then you find a blood spot, so he says, so you don't have to throw out, you don't have to figure out how much is from this egg. Just take out that part that has the blood spot in front. That's enough to be mekayim the minig as shengenu. Because mikra din, none of these blood spots that we have are an indication of the beginning of life. Yeah. Okay. The next mishnah is vayta with hilchas muktzah. Next mishnah is a big question: how to read it. It's a machlekes of Blazer and a chachamim. A double machlekes of Blazer and a chachamim. The issue per se never comes up by us. We don't have logs and we don't have furnaces, unless someone has a skiing lodge or something. So he's gonna for Yontif, for Shavuos, he's gonna go to
fire
skiing lodge. But they're rare that the shaila is gonna come up. But Taisa says it's important to know the Gemara because we have a minig that Amatzoi Shabbos we say Bracha Barimini Psamim, and when Yanta falls out Amatzoi Shabbos we don't say Barimini Psamim. So that's a question, why not? Why do we say Barimini Psamim on a normal Amatzoi Shabbos? Why do we not say? So usually we assume that on Shabbos there's a Neshama Yisera, and on Amatzoi Shabbos Neshama Yisera goes away, so the person feels faint. So he takes Psamim in order to feel better. So why don't we take Psamim on Yantav Shecholiyas B'Matzoi Shabbos? So we say the Neshama Yisera is still with us, because Yantav there's a Neshama Yisera. That's what some Achrayim say, whenever you say Nishmas in the davening, Nishmas Kol Chai, it's a simon that there's a Neshama Yisera. In Shulchan Aruch they have such a consideration. So we say Nishmas on Shabbos and Yantav. So Tosfos says, is that so? Then a Yantav, there's also a concept of Neshama Yisera. So on every Matzoi Yantav, we should say Bar Minim Psamim. Never heard of that? Some Rishonim did. Some Rishonim Taka said, I'm a Matzoi Yantav. They said Bar Minim Psamim. But Tosfos says, we never heard of that one. So why don't we ever say Bar Minim Psamim? So on Shulchan Aruch, the official answer that they give is, on Yantav there's a partial Neshama Yisera, because on Shabbos the Kedusha Sayyam is greater than on Yantav. There's no Heterech on Nefesh. On Yantav there's a Heterech on Nefesh. There's less Neshama Yisera on Yantav than there is on Shabbos. On Matzoi Shabbos, when it goes into Yantav, the shock is not so great, because you go from a big Neshama Yisera to a small Neshama Yisera. Matzoi Yantav, the shock is vaita not so great, then go from a little bit Neshama Yisera to nothing. So the shock is not so great. That's the official explanation that the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch give. But Taisa doesn't go for that explanation. So they don't understand what's with the, how come this, that's what Tosfos suggests over here also. Maybe the last here in the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Ki Havinon. So they say on the end of the long Tosfos Ki Havinon, Cave in the Yesh Macholim. So Amaylam Avarch Mamsam Shchol Yont Liz Matzoi Shabbos. So Tosfos says the last three lines: Cave in the Yesh Macholim Chashuvim V'Tayvim Miyashiv Daita. It's a Yont of the Dika atmosphere. There's so much food. So he doesn't need the psalmim in order to not to feel something.
You can't do any harm anyway. You take psalmim, you make a brocha.
Well, it's a shalav hefsik. Shalav hefsik in the middle of Havdalah, he says, let's say he'll say Asher Yotzah. He forgot to say Asher Yotzah before or something. Yeah. Let's say he had the shalashudas on Shabbos, and he forgot the bench. In the middle of Havdalah, the montezuch, he forgot the bench. So he says, Bari pri hagofen, then he says, Bari, what do you say? Bari minim psalmim. Then at the Monsach he didn't say benching, so he says the whole benching, and then he says Bar Miyari Ha'esh, and then he says Hamav the Mekadosh L'chol. So that's a hefsek between the Bar Piagofen and the drinking of the wine. The Yak Nahaz, the Yayin, the Kiddush, the Ner, Habdallah's Man, that's a Takanas Chacham. Takanas Chacham said that's not a hefsek, but if you're going to say additional brachas in the middle of that don't belong, that will be a hefsek. So the Mishnah in Brachas says, the Silo, the Shammai, they all talk about there was a Takana Kedumah to say Bar Mim Samim in the middle of Havdalah Amatzoi Shabbos, and that's why the reciting of that bracha Bar Mim Samim does not constitute a hefsek between the Bar Piagofen and the drinking. But the Shabbos Amatzoi Yontif, there was no Takanas Chacham. You say it after Amavdil, after you drink the wine. I mean, you say Bar Mim Samim Shaloi Lakos. Shaloi Lakos. Oh. Yeah, okay. That's no problem. Yeah, that you can do in the weekdays also. That would solve the problem, yeah. But the Shad is to say in the middle, Havdalah. So Tosfos claims, I'm a Tzoyant if we don't say Bar Minim Son. That's our practice. Some Rishonim did, but Tosfos says they didn't. So they don't understand, what is it? Is the Neshama Yisera? Is there not Neshama Yisera? So they're not sure about that. Then they give another route, another Mahalach. Maybe the reason why we smell the Samim on Matzoi Shabbos has nothing to do with the Neshama Yisera. The Gemara never says the reason. The Gemara says earlier in the second paragraph that there is a thing of Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. Never says on Yom Shabbos there is Neshama Yisera. Then the Mishnah says in Brachas that you say Bar Minim Samim in Abdullah. Doesn't make a connection. Tosfos made the connection, but the Gemara doesn't say. So Tosfos has another suggestion. Maybe the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Rishoyim who are burning in Gehenna all week long, on Shabbos they go out of Gehenna. They don't burn again. It's a shaila exactly who goes out of Gehenna. Shaila, what if the person was not a Shemesh Shabbos while he was alive? He also goes up.
Huh? Now it became showing herself.
So that's a shaila. Does it make sense? After he died, he said. After he died, now he's on Mechal Shabbos anymore. Yeah. So that's a shaila. Does he also go out of Gehenna? If he's Mechal Shabbos, does he also go out of Gehenna? So in some Kabbalah Svarim, I think they quote from the Arizal that the Mishnah says in Brachas Kol Aner is metaltal in b'Shabbos Chutz Min Aner Hadoylik b'Shabbos. So the Pashup Shat is you're permitted to move around a candlestick on Shabbos because it's not Muktzah. You may say a candlestick is a Klisha Malach Taliyisa, but you can't say that it's Muktzah Chutz Min Aner Hadoylik b'Shabbos. But if you lit a candle in this candlestick on Erev Shabbos, then the flame was Muktzah, and the whole thing is a Basis L'Davar Asis. So even after the flame goes out, I say it was Muktzah Bein Hashmashes. I say Migid is Katzoyle Bein Hashmashes. It's Katzoyle Kula Yoyma. So the Mishnah, the simple reading in the Mishnah is Kol Aner is Metaltal and Mishabbos. All candlesticks may be moved around on Shabbos Letzorach Gufa Letzorach Mekomek. It was only Klisha Malach Tal Yisa. Puts Men Aner Adoyle to Shabbos. Then it's Muktzah Mamish. So there's no hetzer to move it. So I think they quote from that Rizal the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the Mishnah is talking about the Neshama. Kol Aner is metaltal in Shabbos. All the Neshamas are removed from Gehenna on Shabbos. Chutz Min Aner Adoylik b'Shabbos. But that Neshama who is Mechal Shabbos during his lifetime, he doesn't recognize Shabbos. He suffers in Gehenna, even on Shabbos. As far as he's concerned, he was never Goyer Shabbos. So he suffers in Gehenna 7 days a week. And the others who worship Shabbos only burn in Gehenna 6 days a week. But that's a question whether that's so. That's a question.
Why
are
they in Gehenna?
If they deserve Gehenna.
Other
mitzvahs are Meisim Tovim. Yeah, other good.
There isn't only just the mitzvah of Shabbos.
The other 612 mitzvahs, yeah. That's what the Achreinim ask Akasha. How can that be so? But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells the story that Rabbi Akiva had a conversation with Tunis Rufus HaRosh Gemen HaNachri. So he said to him, Tunis Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, why do you observe Shabbos? It always bothered them. Why do Eden keep Shabbos? So he says, my yomi or mine. What's the difference today from the other day? How do you tell the difference? So he said, am I Geber the Gubrin? What's the difference between you and everybody else? How come you're the king and no one else is the king? We can't, by looking at you, we can't tell the difference between you and anybody else. So the answer is that you're the king. So the answer is today Shabbos. And then he says, but I can even prove. There's no way to prove on your body that you're the king. But I can even prove physically, scientifically, that today is Shabbos. So he says, how can you prove it? So he says, go to your father's kever, and you see that 6 days a week smoke comes up. His father was also tired of Tachshit. His father Rosh Anochri. So he's burning in Gehenna all 6 days a week. And on Shabbos, the smoke doesn't come up from the kever. So obviously today, scientifically, you can prove that Shabbos is a different day, that the Rishonim don't burn their hand on Shabbos. So the Achronim ask Akashi, see that even Nachrim, Nachrim who are not Goyer Shabbos at all, they don't burn again on Shabbos either. So how can you say that a Yid is Mechal Shabbos? So others want to say it's a difference. And Nachrim wasn't Mechiv, he's not a Mechal Shabbos, he's not doing anything wrong. So Gehenna is closed on Shabbos. But if it's a Yid is supposed to be observing Shabbos and he didn't observe Shabbos, maybe it's worse. There's a whole discussion about that. So here Taisus alludes to that fact. This is Agadat in the Gemara, that the Rishoyim don't burn a Gehenna on Shabbos. But then right after Shabbos is over, and then the Shilta says that the reason why we recite the Yitin Lucha after Shabbos is over, to prolong Shabbos longer, another 5-10 minutes, takes a long time, say the Yitin Lucha, to spare the Rishonim that shouldn't have to go back to Gehenna. So as long as Klal Yisrael still holds Shabbos, we didn't say officially Havdalah yet, so they don't send the Rishonim back into Gehenna.
Rabbeinu Tam holds from Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, he holds from the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, he makes the Shabbos longer.
I don't know the Rabbeinu Tam. No, this is before the Shiltas. The Shiltas.
One spot in the world where Shabbos for 24 hours.
California Shabbos. Even by us, way after the Yitin Lecha, it's still Shabbos in California for another couple of hours. So what do we have to say, the Yitin Lecha? Yeah, okay. So good to Kasha.
Longer
Vahurachum, slowly. I'm going to tell you, Shabbos, say this. Slow Vahurachum, in order not to bid farewell to the Shabbos quickly. So Taisus is alluding to such a practice, this long Taisus, that the Rishoyim go back to burn again in Matzoy Shabbos. So they say that some people may smell foul odor of the Rishoyim burning again. So maybe that's the reason why we smell Psamim on Matzoy Shabbos. So then they write that they still don't understand. So what's one Matzoy Shabbos? It happens to be Yontif. So why don't you smell Manavshach? Do the Rishoyim burn in Gehenim on Yontif? So why don't you smell the Psamim in order not to have this foul odor? Elamai, the Rishoyim don't burn in Gehenim on Yontif either. So on Matzoy Yontif they go again. So write the smell Psamim on Matzoy Yontif. So Tez doesn't understand. If the reason for the Psamim is because the Nishamis here goes away and we feel faint, or the reason for the Psamim is because the Rishoyim are burning back in Gehenim again. Yeah, Maschil Isra for the Hasriya, the Rishoyim burning Gehenim. So either reason, they don't understand, why don't you say Barimim Samim on a Matzah Yontif, and you don't say when it's Yontif Shchali is Matzah Shabbos. They can't figure it out. So they think that the reason must be based on this sugya, that the reason why they didn't, they had a meaning not to use psalmim on Matzah Shabbos, because they didn't use psalmim like the different kinds of psalmim, the different kinds of psalmim. So there are psalmim that are
twigs.
That if you'll break the twig, then it'll give off a fragrant odor. It'll be a sharper, more fragrant odor because it's fresh when you break it open. So that's a shaila. And this gemara and this mishnah, that's what it has to do with this mishnah. Are you permitted to break a twig on yontif in order that it should smell? A malacha deraisa will not be. That's out of the question. That's an ishka malacha deraisa. The shaila is it awesome at the rabbana? Why should it be awesome at the rabbana? What's the gitan over here? He takes a twig that smells a little bit, and when he breaks it, it smells even more. So what's the gitan? What's the isa at the rabbana? A malacha deraisa it isn't. So that's okay. Yeah. But to rub it and to bring out the fragrance, right, and to be molo, melilois, that's permissible. But to be koitim, that's a machloikis hatanoim. Are you permitted to be koitim lohariach bo? So vos vashteita machloikis. So the Gemara says that's a machloikis rablazer and a hachamim. And it's lishitosim. If you take such a twig and you'll break it and you make a toothpick out of it, let's say I have such a twig and I have something stuck in my teeth and I want to clean it out, and I have to break the twig in order to have a sharp tip. So would that be a misakin mona deraisa? And I just made a toothpick. Before it was not eligible to serve as a toothpick, now it is. Is that a misakin mona deraisa? Was. That's a misakin mona. It's not kalachayad. The maximum that can be is a misakin mona derabbana. See if you hold, the Gemara suggests that's a machleg zablaze in the Chachamim. See if you hold like Rablaze that's an isa misakin mona deraisa. Rablaze is usually more machmed than the Chacham, because usually Rablaze is shamuti. Rablaze is usually from the Bishamai. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara here, the Tosis quotes it on the top of Lamed Dalet on the base. The top Tosis on the third line. So Rablaze is shamuti here. Rablaze is from the Talmid Bishamai. That's a Gemara in this. That's on Lamed Dalet on the base. The top Tosis. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Nida. The Gemara in Shabbos like that. And the Yerushalmi, and Tosis quotes that Yerushalmi, Rablaze Shamuti means that Rablaze was from the Beishama. Rashi in one place writes it does mean that. The Gemara is explaining, we don't pass him like Rablaze because they put him in Cherem, they put him in Shamta. The Gemara tells in the end of Perak HaZov in Bav Metzia that Aflek Zach Einreisim with the Chachamim so much, and he kept on insisting that he's right, and they have no right to outvote him because they don't know what they're talking about, and he knows better than them. And they couldn't, they said, you're outvoted. Yep. And he said, no, you have no right. He used to say, Al tachushu leminyanechem. Forget about your vote. You're not entitled to vote. You can't outvote me. I'm bigger than all of you put together. So they had a lot of trouble from him. So finally, the end of the story was his brother-in-law, Rabbi Gamliel, had to put him in chair. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. And then he didn't come to the base medrash, and he was aggravated, and every day he used to be mispalal, and his wife used to be mafsikim between davening, between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnon, because he davened home, he couldn't daven shul. So his prayers were never answered. He was always aggravated why they put him in Cherem. And then one day she thought that it was Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh you don't say Tachnon. And it was really Erev Rosh Chodesh. She didn't know that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So that day he said Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnon without being Mafsik. So his prayers were answered and his brother-in-law died. The brother-in-law gave him all the aggravation. Who put him in Cherem? His brother-in-law died. So the moral of the story is that you're not supposed to talk. The Gemara says you're not supposed to talk between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnon if you want your brother-in-law to die, or if you want your prayers to be discovered.
Not everybody has such brother-in-law.
Yeah.
To put him in.
So from the top Tiflis.
And you take that
as a lawful amaisa,
and even though it's
Kabbalah
to the Shabbat.
Is this Reb Lazer?
I think so. No, I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara whether we accept it or not. Anyway, so Rashi writes that the Gemara says the reason why we don't pass him like Reb Lazer because Reb Lazer Shamuti, that they put him in Cherem because he was in the minority. That's why Rashi writes. Reb Lazer Shamuti, they put him in Shamta. And Taisa says, Chas v'Shalom. The Gemara never says they put him in Shamta.
We have the Rabbi Kiva went to him and told him that
because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when after he passed away his whole lifetime, from that time on they never visited him. And then right before he was about to die, they came and they visited him, and he was upset, and he said, all of a sudden, where were you all the last 10 years? He didn't come to talk to me in learning. And then when he passed away, So I think Rabbi Akiva said Hutar HaNeder. What does it mean? That Misha Meis Biniduya, if a person was put in Cherem and then he dies, the Bezin Soklam is Aron, and they put a big slab of stone on the Aron to demonstrate that he was punished by the curse of the Bezin. So they were Mata the Nidui after he died. So what's Fa Loshan and does? Hutar HaNeder, Hutar HaNeder. Samad Na Loshan, Hutar HaNeder. No more Shamto.
Yeah.
So some Rishonim say, you see from the Gemara that they never put him in Cherem. They took a neder to treat him as if he had been in Cherem. And some Rishonim say, if a Paris person died in Nidui, Misha Meis bin Niduyoi, how can you be Matah the Nidui after he died? Shang Yishtar. So you have to be Soklam as Arona. How can he be Matah and Nidui Lahamis? So the answer is that he was never Menuda. That's what Taisa's Tainus on Rashi. What do you mean, Rav Lezer Shamuta, they put him in Shamto? Chas v'shalom, and the Gemara never says they put him in Shamto. What do you mean? You said the Gemara does say they put him in Shamto. Means that they took a neder to treat him as if he's in Shamto. They never put him in Shamto. And after he died, they said, Hutra neder, no more neder. We're no longer going to treat him as if he's in Shamto. But that was their personal neder, and they'll matter their neder, but not that they really put him in Shamto. So that's what Taisus disagrees with Rashi there. Ablezer Shamut, it doesn't mean he was from the. Doesn't mean that they put him in Shamto, and they quote to Yerushalmi Rashi himself, and Shabbos says like that. Ablezer Shamut means he was from the Beis Shammai. Whatever it is, usually we don't pass like Rabbi. Usually Ablezer is a big machmir, like Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Shammai is the machmir. And we usually do not pass like Rav Lezer. So the Taisvis points out in this sugya, this issue, how come when you say Havdalah on Yom Tov Shchalias Matzah Shabbos, why don't you say Barim Inim Summon? So whether the reason is the Neshama is burning in Gehenna and the foul odor, or the reason is Neshama is there, so we still don't understand Manim Shah. So why don't you say Barim Inim Summon Matzah Yom Tov? So the answer is, on Yom Tov they do burn in Gehenna. And on Yom Tov, there's no Neshama Yisrael. So why don't you say Amatzai Shabbos? So Taisa says, there must be based on this Gemara. The Rav Lezer holds, if you break off a twig that has a fragrant aroma, if you break it off to make a toothpick out of it, that's a Malacha Deraisa. So therefore, Midr Rabbanon, he prohibits you, Midr Rabbanon, to break it off even for the sake of La Ariach Boy. Toothpicks?
Yeah.
You take a twig and you break it off, and that's a toothpick. It's a shvacha toothpick. So that's only a malacha. Rashi says, kalacha yad. Here's the Rashi. The Rashi is on Lamed Gimel on the days, 20 lines from the bottom. And the Dimra Mascha, it's a long Rashi, 10 lines long. If you take a twig and you break it, and you make it into a toothpick, the maximum it is a malacha kalacha yad. So you're going to say that it's forbidden. You're going to say it's forbidden to break the twig to bring out the reyach from the rabbanic zera that he may break it to shame a toothpick. That goof is only the rabbanic of the never goes. So Taisa says maybe that's the reason why. We don't say bari minib sanim on Matzoi Shabbos when it's yontif because we're afraid he may be using such psalmim twigs and he may break it and you'll break it. So Taisa is not happy with that explanation either because we don't pass him like Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer is nachshamutehu. Rav Lezer is from the Bishamai. So we don't pass him like our blazer. We pass him to break the twig in order to give off more reyach. Should be mutter. Because there's no gzeir Hashem, you'll break it, the same toothpick. To make a toothpick itself is only with the Rabbanan over here. So this is blight by Akash. They're not sure. So then at the end, they mutter. They say it's because of Neshama Yisera. But on Yom Tov, you have the Macholim, the beautiful atmosphere in the Macholim. So that takes care of the Neshama Yisera. They patch it up at the end. So that's the sugya per se is not that interesting. But it's a famous Gemara because it is Taisus. To break it to make a toothpick is only an Issa Derabbanan. So to prohibit people from breaking it to give out the Reyach, Zera Shema, he'll break it to make a toothpick, that would be a Gzera L'Gzera. So Gzera L'Gzera, you have no right to make. So that's one significance of this sugi. In order to know this famous Taisus, this in Shulchan Aruch, they refer you to this Taisus. There's another value in reading this Gemara in order to know this Taisus here. On Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus how to read what's going on in the Mishnah. So Taisus quotes a Gemara in Shabbos that just doesn't exist. Tosis is quoting a Gemara, and they're giving their own interpretation in the Gemara, and they say it's a Pella. How can Rashi say against an offer in the Gemara? There is no such Gemara. That's their interpretation in the Gemara. So Rashi has a totally different interpretation in the Gemara. So this is also a little bit not that relevant either, but it's a little bit relevant. Perhaps a couple of other opening up cans is relevant from this Gemara. So we'll learn the Gemara. So a little bit is going to be boring, but a little bit will be levity. Okay. So the Mishnah quotes a double machlekes, two machlekes in between a blazer. And the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a note of them kissim shalafon of lachzos bashinov. Number one, he says, if you have a bin, let's say a shed full of logs, that he takes the logs and he throws it into the furnace to cook food or to keep warm. And then because the logs sit on top of each other and they keep on shifting, so sometimes chips from the log fall off, and some of them are exactly the size to take a toothpick. So is there anything wrong? And it turns out that there's a little bit of shavings on the floor. He wants to take one of the things. It broke off on Erev Yontif, broke off a week ago. And now he notices on the floor, there's a thing, is there anything wrong if he goes into the shed and he takes one of the things and he uses it as a toothpick? So Blazer says that there's no problem. Not Glodim Kisim Shalafonov, Lachs Bashinov, no problem. And it says, V'chachamim Maimrim, that you're not allowed to. V'chachamim say you're not allowed to take, even though the toothpick is sitting there, but you didn't realize it. This is all in a mound of logs that's miyuchad for using in the furnace. So you're not allowed to. What's wrong? The Rashi says that the Chachamim say because
What does Chachamim talk about?
Here it says the Chachamim. Rab Leizer says two things, and then the Chachamim say, you're only allowed to take the logs for the purpose of hadlokeh. You're not allowed to use any of the logs for lachzos bashinov. So what's wrong with lachzos bashinov?
So even if you take a whole log, you couldn't use it for lachzos bashinov.
Yeah.
That's what it seems.
Right, the whole log is too big.
Yeah, let's say the log comes to an end.
Why not? So Rashi says because the Chachamim disagree because lenitnu eitzim ela lahasaka. Like we said so many times before. So Rab Lezer doesn't hold like that. Rab Lezer holds no such din lenitnu eitzim ela lahasaka, and the Chachamim hold that there is such a din. Sure. Machlek is Rab Lezer and the Chachamim.
It's also shallow by sukkis, but you're allowed to take off a splinter to lachzos bashinov from the sukkis, no?
That you're not permitted.
You're not permitted. Hooks to the mitzvah. You're not permitted to.
Even a chalamoy.
Yeah. You're not permitted. But you don't have to come on the after the mitzvah. If you are coming to rabbunan, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
On yontif, but a chalamoy is hooks to the mitzvah. Yeah. So Rashi claims that this machleg zablez and achacham in the Mishnah is a repeat. We kept on having machlegis hatanaim and a machlegis amaraim. Is there such a din that logs are muktzeh and the only thing you're allowed to use it for is hasaka lenita el hasaka? For all other purposes, the logs will remain mukta. So we had on the top of the daf that's a machleg zabshima nachacham. So Rashi learns in the Mishnah that's a machleg zablez nachacham. Taisus on the bottom, Taisus is not happy with that pshat. They don't want to say that pshat because they claim that we shouldn't paskal on nitnayt mal hasaka because the Gemara earlier on the daf sounds like the pshimin who doesn't hold from mukta cannot subscribe to that din of the nitzeh malasak, because the Tosfos says no, we pass like Rav Shimon, bein mishabes bein miyontif, so we should not hold from the whole din of lindin la nitzeh malasak. So we should hold like Rav Lezer then. So, but Rav Lezer v'chachamim halacha k'chachamim, Rav Lezer shamuti hu. So what's going on over here? Why do we pass like the chachamim who are machmir of la nitzeh malasak? That should be shalaykedin. That's the bottom Tosfos that yes akash. It comes out the chachamim kasha lepeirushay. The Chachamim is the Loki Hilchaso. Machlokes is whether La Nitra Eitz Mal Lasoka. So Tosfos comes up with a brand new interpretation. Mamish Yesh Meyayin. Lachein Nira Loimar. Tosfos claims, it says it in the Gemara. You see the last line on the Tosfos on the Daf. Tosfos says, Lachein Masik Nami B'Gemara. That is the Maskona of the Gemara. There is no such Maskona in the Gemara. Rabbi Kivega says, it doesn't say it anywhere. The Gemara on Omid Beis is going to introduce ideas that are related, similar, but what they say, that's much more than what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos says, the reason why the Chachamim prohibit you fishing around to find a tiny little splinter and to use it as a toothpick is because Gzeira Shema Yiktom. You may take a big log and break off a splinter to make a toothpick, so that would already be an Issa, that would be a Malacha, either a Malacha Deraisa, a Malacha Derabbanan. The way we said the Chacham hold, that's only an Issa Derabbanan, so you're going to say that there's a Gzeira, that you're not allowed to take a little piece, a Gzeira Shema Yiktom, Stacha Gzeira L'Gzeira. But that's what Tesis claimed. Kach Nirolayim, at the time of the Rabban, Kach Asalachzois, Shino Gzeira Shema Yiktom. And they claim v'chem asik dami b'gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. We don't have in our Gemara. The Rabbi Kivega says in our Gemara doesn't say. Rabbi Kivega writes on the Mishnah. It's a long essay on this Tosis. By our Gemara it doesn't say. But that's the first machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What's the reason why the Chachamim are machmir that you're not permitted to take a splinter that's broken off already and to use it as a toothpick? So Rabbi Blazer says you are permitted to. No problem. And the Chacham say you're not allowed to. So Rashi learns because of Lanit Neitz Melah Soket. And Tosis says that then it's going to come out the Chachamim are deloy kehilchasa, because that doesn't make sense. Because since we pass like Rav Shimon, there's no mukta, there should be mutter. So that's what Tosis came up with in Upsham. Then there's about another, a second machlokes of Lezer and Chachamim. And this part is unclear. That Reb Lezer says, a megabev min achotzer umadlik. He has logs in the shed, so whenever he needs logs in the furnace, he takes from the shed, he puts it over there. Whenever he wants to cook soup, he takes a log and puts it there. So a normal person, he looks on Erev Yontif, he sees it going low, we don't have enough logs. So he goes out, he prepares for Yontif, he goes out, he takes some more logs from the porch, he takes logs from the grass. He takes and he puts it in, he stocks up the chest of logs, or the shed of logs. So in case on Yontif, he needs more logs, he has it there. So the Chacham didn't prepare for Yontif. So in the middle of Yontif, he runs out of logs. He doesn't have any more logs in the shed, in the house. So is he permitted to go outside into the backyard, the front yard, into the porch, where he has more logs, and take the more logs? So that's a vayta second machlokes. So Reb Lezer says, Megabe, if he's permitted to gather together, min achotzer umadlik. Shkol mashiv achotzer muchon hu. Not only is it muchon, not only is he allowed to use min amuchon, what's in the shed, where he usually goes immediately, if he runs out and there's no more in the shed, he can go. What does Rashi say there? What? Okay, Megabev. Yeah, Megabev means to gather together. So he learns that they're tiny pieces. Okay. Some of the word Megabev wouldn't apply. But that's not the issue, the small with the large. The issue is it the problem of mukta or not? Okay. So Rav Lezer says not only is it mutter if the chips or the logs whatever are in the shed, even if he used it all up and he goes to the chutz, it's also mutter. And the Chachamim say no, it's only megabev mishalafon of umadlik, only what's in the first place where you normally go when you run out of logs in the furnace where you're cooking, or in the furnace where you keep warm, you go to the shed, so you can take from the shed. So that's considered muzman. That's like the offer that you were mazman for Kisi Adam, or the offer you were mazman for the Bris Milo. Those logs are nitnu lahasoka that you plant. But if he runs out of logs there in the shed, he has to go to the chotzer, doesn't shine muktzer, and he was never muzman. So that's veita machlekes of Lezer and Chacham. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha. Rashi is bothered with Akasha. If Reb Lezer in the Mishnah has two kulas. Cooler number one, all the logs and all the chips all over the whole chutz, everything is a muzman for use. And number two, what's the problem if it turns out that the logs bump into each other and there's a tiny little chip. Splinter that's useful as a toothpick? So what's wrong to use a toothpick? What's the daver? What's the hashash? So why don't you put two and two together? So it should be mutter. Let's say he looks in the logs in the shed, and then no toothpick size. The only logs, no toothpick. But he looks on the porch or on the grass. There he has some logs that chip, smaller pieces. So why does Reb Lezer say, Noit Aladam Kisa Mishel Afonov? Mishel Afonov.
No problem, because all of them are soccer.
So everything should be good. So the second dinner, Reb Lezer, Megabib Min Achatzah Madlik. She can take Kol Achatzah Muchanu. The logs and the chips all over, even in the porch, even in the chutz, everything is muchan. So if everything is muchan, and Reb Lezer holds you permitted to use it also as a toothpick, so why is only not a lot of kisa Mishal Afonov? Why is Mishal Afonov? He should have said, not let him kiss him. For wherever he finds it. So Rashi says, the word lefanav is lav dafka. The word lefanav is lav dafka. So Taisus zets is on Rashi. So why does it say lefanav?
That's also lefanav.
No, not exactly, because that's exactly the machlokes here. Reb Lezer says megabit menachatz amale kol achatz muchan v'chachamim am only mishal lefanav. So when the chachamim say mishal lefanav means limited to mishal lefanav only. So why does Reb Lezer say mishal lefanav if he doesn't believe in mishal lefanav? So Rashi says it doesn't mean anything. So Tosfos says, so why does it say mishal lefanav? So the Tosfos Yontif gives you a list of 10 mishnayos. Show that Rashi is right. That one Tana uses the word Mishal Lefanav to disagree with the other Tana. My Lefishi Tasi, it does make a difference Lefanav Mishal Lefanav. Lefishi Tascha, that you Chachamim hold, there's a difference between Mishal Lefanav Mishal Lefanav. So at least he should be minded to me that in the shed, if he'll find a toothpick in the shed, he can use it. And the Chachamim say no. Even if you find a toothpick in the shed, you're not allowed to use it for whatever reason. So Rashi says the reason why Rav Lezer said Mishal Lefanav is to disagree with the Chachamim. And Taisa doesn't like this. So the Taisa Yantav shows that the Rashi is Nigafelach. That's a style of Mishnais. He gives you another 10 Mishnais. What do you find like that? So Taisa says, Rashi can't be right. It's an often a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph. Here Taisa's Reb Lezer Reimer. So Taisa quotes first the Rashi. He says, V'teima, Toha Mashma B'perek HaMoitzi, Daf Pei Aleph HaMabes in Shabbos, the Daf Kiktoni. And they quote the Gemara. Ablezer Rama Noita Ladim Kisim Shalafanov, the Dafke Mishalafanov, Abba Bechola Chotzoloi. Vatamit Yochal Lahalas Lagat. Taisus reads the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Payalov as if it says Beferish like that. The Ablezer is only Matir to take the Kisim Mishalafanov only from the shed. But if he finds a toothpick on the porch or on the grass, not allowed to use it. It doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Kivega points out, you look in the Gemara Shabbos, it doesn't say that. I kept on looking. I couldn't understand how the Taisa read. So finally I looked in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Kivega says, there is no such Gemara. This is the way Taisa read the Gemara. Rashi does not understand the Gemara there. So that Gemara is like a very interesting Gemara.
We always had a klal that once you pick up the Bormotsu and you have it in your hand, you can bring it whenever you want to. You don't have to drop it right away.
The Gemara Taisus has it in the first paragraph by Klisha Malach Dalis.
Yes,
if I have, let's say, they didn't set the table before Shabbos, so they left a screwdriver or a hammer on the table. So the hammer and the screwdriver is not mukta, it's a Klisha Malach Dalis.
Yeah.
So Klisha Malach Dalis, he permitted to move Litzarach Mekomis. I need Mekomis, I want to eat on the table. So I'm permitted to take the hammer off of the table. And then I have to drop it right away.
No.
So Taisa says, no, yeah, right from the Gemara. I can carry it. I have a house and I can carry it 10 rooms further in the house on Shabbos and put it where it belongs in the drawer over there. I don't have to drop it immediately when there's no longer tzachum coming. So Taisa shows this from the Gemara regarding Klisha Malach Talis.
But here, Ramon should buy Sakisai would have a different status.
The Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hu adinami by muktzah." If a person is handing money on Shabbos, then he realizes, "Hain to Shabbos, what am I doing?" So he doesn't have to drop the money right away. The Ramon says he can walk all the way to the office, whatever his study, and put the money over there. And the Vilna Gaon and the others disagree. You say, "No, that halacha calls money. You're carrying it. You can go. That's on Gimel on the base. You can go as far as you want. That's only by Klisha Malach Talis and not by muktzah mamish." And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the later Achrayim don't agree with that Ramah. They hold that there's a difference between Kalisha Malach Talis and Mukta. So there, the Gemara there in Masech HaShabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, is talking about Bizmana Gemara. They didn't have a normal Beis HaKisa. They didn't have set up Beis HaKisa. They used to use stones for the purpose of wiping off their body, Kinua. So the stones were Mukta. So it's a shaylach and tiltal muktze. So the Gemara says, well, tiltal muktze is only in Issa de Rabbanan. So Mishim Kavar Rabbis, he permitted to be metaltal muktze. So the Gemara has a shaylach. Maybe that's only basada. A person has to go to Beis HaKisei basada, so he's permitted to be metaltal li avonim because Hotnish can brayer it. So he's allowed to be metaltal. What if, let's say, Bagag, let's say the person lives here. And then he wants to be mefane oisa tzaracha vanegak. So he could have prepared this in advance. He could have a whole pile of pebbles. He could have prepared it in advance alagak to put some pebbles. So maybe since he could have taken care of Bal Yom, so maybe we shouldn't be Mekel Mishum Kaver Abriyas, that he should be Metaltal the Muktzah more than is necessary. I mean, a little bit he's going to have to be Metaltal the Muktzah to wipe his body off. But let's say to be Metaltal from the bias to the God, maybe we should say, no, he should have put it there on the God, Mibal Yom. Or should I say, no, how did he know he's going to be Nitzrach Lenikovav on the God? Maybe the God is the same as Basod. So the Gemara is not sure. So that's the Gemara Shailah. So the Gemara Epis, so the Gemara says Mutta. Since it's covered Abrias, and the whole Issa Tilta Mukta is only Abonis Mutta. Gemara Kasha, well, isn't that against our Mishnah? What's our Mishnah? What is that? What's the problem? What does it say in our Mishnah? So Taisvis pushes in a whole interpretation. Taisvis, the Mishnah, the Gemara there quotes only Reb Lezer. So Taisvis says the Kasha was from Reb Lezer, that is only Mater Mishalafonov, he's not Mater Mishalafonov. It's a shayla of tilta muktze, and it's only matim mishalafonav. If it's not mishalafonav, he's not matim. It's a whole interpretation. So what does it have to do with kavod abiyus bechlal? So the Gemara explained, Rashi and Taisa explained that there's also a problem kavod abiyus. Sometimes a person has a bone stuck in his teeth, and he's embarrassed to walk like this because everybody sees that he looks funny. So it's also kavod abiyus. Not the same kavod abiyus as the beis hakise. Maybe Beis Akisa is a bigger issue of Kavar Abiyas, there's more room to be matter. But that's the way Rashi and Taisa's learned. The Gemara made a hashvo. Gemara made a comparison. So then the Gemara says, even if you say the Kavar Abiyas is equal, but it's still not the same. Everybody knows that when they eat, they get food stuck in their teeth, and there's going to be, they may need a toothpick, so they should have prepared the toothpicks in advance. So if he didn't prepare in advance, so we understand why there's room to be machma by toothpicks. But over there, by the Beis Akisa, how can you tell a person they should prepare in advance? They didn't have a makom kavua for a basic. So that's the Gemara's distinction. But the question is, when the Gemara thought originally to ask Akasha there, Masach Shabbos, what were they asking Akasha from? So Rashi Beferish over there on Shabbos learns, the Akasha was not from Reb Lezer. The Akasha was, v'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, there's only a heter to take logs umadlik, but they're not makel at all to take a toothpick to clean out your teeth, because la nitnu eitzem el al ha-sokim. So Rashi learns that was the Gemara's kasha. If you're telling me that kavod abiyus is matir and isa muktze to be metaltal li'avonim for the purpose of the Beis HaKisei, so what's over here? So the whole problem is la nitnu eitzem el ha-sokim, so it's muktze. So it's all saying that it's muktze, but if it's kavod abiyus, so the muktze should be mutter, why aren't you matir muktze? That was the Gemara's kasha. So to that the Gemara said, he should have prepared toothpicks in advance. Everybody knows when you eat a meal, you should prepare. But the Beis HaKisa, there's no way to prepare in advance. They didn't have a possibility to prepare in advance. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. And Tosis read the Gemara differently. Tosis read the Gemara differently, that somehow there's a very difficult pshat with Tosis learns. That the kasha was from Reb Lezer, not so much from the Chachamim. And they insist, very shver, they insist that Reb Lezer is only Mata Mishalafon of Lachtas Balshino and not from the Chotzim. Shver pshat. But Allah HaLamaisa, we do accept that Gemara.
But you're not allowed to take.
That the Mishum Kavod Abriyas, no, the Gemara says Mishum Kavod Abriyas, we are Mata Tiltal Muktzah. We are Mata Tiltal Muktzah. The Shail is, are you Mata all the Rabbanans? Let's say over here, Taisus claims the reason why the Chachamim prohibit you. Why did the Rabbanan forbid you from taking a splinter and using it as a toothpick? So Rashi says because it's muktzil and nitnu eitz melal ha-soke. And Taisa doesn't agree. Taisa says, no, but we shouldn't paskan like that. So Taisa says it's a gzeir shema yiktum. It's because of a hashash malacha. So when the Gemara there asked Akasha, the Gemara there on Shabbos, that payalav effect, Akasha, if you mata tiltal muktzil mishum kavod abriyas to handle the avonim ktanim for the purpose of cleaning off the body in the Beis HaKisei, so the Eskakasha, why not be Mater over here as well? Also Mishum Kavod Abiyas, it's going to look, it's going to look awful, because it's going to have food stuck in his teeth. It's going to be a bizoyan thing. So what was exactly the Kasha? Just like your Mater Mishum Kavod Abiyas Tiltal Mukti should be Mater also Hashash Malacha. But if the reason for the Chachamim is Gzeirah Shema Yiktom, so just because you're Mata Mukta, who says you're Mata Gzeirah Shema Yiktom? So Rabbi Kadega points out that's why Taisus learned that the Kasha was not from the Chachamim who asked her using the toothpick. Taisus learns Lishitosam that the reason for the Chachamim who asa using a toothpick, to this kind of a toothpick, is because gzeir shem yiktam. So who says yemata that mishum kaver abis? That's mochamed until the mukta. So Tosfos says the kasha was from Rab Lezer, not from the chachamim. How come Rab Lezer is machmer only? He only allows you to take a toothpick mishalafonov. Why not from the porch, and why not from the grass, and why not from somewhere else? That was the kash. But Rabbi Kivege points out that Rashi Lishitosa says that the reason for the Chachamim in the Mishnah is not Exereshem Yiktam and Meilitom Lo, but just plain old Mukzah. So Rashi Lishitosa and Shabbos, that Payalef learned that the Gemara's kasha was from the Chachamim, just like in Matir, Tiltum Mukzah by the Avonim, Mishum Beis Akisei. So they said, this is also Tiltum Mukzah, because Lanit Meitz Malasok is an issue of Mukzah. So Rabbi Kivege points out that Rabbi Kivege is very interesting. He says, Bein the Rashi, Bein the Tosfos, when you matter mishum kavod abriyas is not matter v'nisa deraisa, it's only matter v'nisa derabbanan. But the Yisurim derabbanan are many different levels. There are many chomadik Yisurim and Yisurim kalim derabbanan. So Rabbi Kivege assumes a double poshut, mishum kavod abriyas, you only matter Yisurim kalim. You're not matter Yisurim chamurim. So he says that that's why, according to Tosfos, who learned time of the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to use the broken piece of wood as a toothpick because of Gzeir Hashem Yiktam, he may do a malacha. The Gemara would never ask a kasha, why not be matam shum kavod abriyas? That's an issur de Rabbanon chomer. So that's why Tosfos learned the kasha was from Rab Lezer. Why is Rab Lezer only matam to use a toothpick mishalafonav? Should be matam wherever you'll find a broken piece of wood. And Rashi Lishitasa held that the reason for the Chacham is also only Mukta. So yeah, the Kasha was from the Chacham. Why aren't the Chacham Matar Mishum Kavod Abriyas? This is interesting that Kavod Abriyas not necessarily Matar, only Yisurim Rabban, only Yisurim Kalim, and not Yisurim Chamurim. There's such a similar Tosfos in Erevin.
By Shatnis, there's Matar, the Shatnis Rabun.
Right.
So that's a different, not to do with Mukta?
Yeah, I don't know. What would be the parallel?
Yeah.
What would be, I don't know. But you have such a similar, yeah, I don't know. You have such a similar din. There's a machlekes hatanaim, and we pask in lahokel, kol davar shehu mishum shvus like gozer ala ben hashmoshes. Let's say someone's driving a car, and Erev Shabbos is stuck in traffic, and it's getting late, and it's already shkia. So what does he do? After the shkia is already, after the sunset, it's already ben hashmoshes. Safar, driving in cars in malacha derais of havori, burning the gifts.
Yes.
So you have to stop. You have to stop the car in the middle and walk away. You can't violate an issur derais. But what if it's, let's say, someone is walking with his valise and he's running from the train, he has to get home, and he's carrying in the street, there's no Erev,
yeah,
and he's carrying mukta chvezvas, but it's only a karmelis where he's carrying. It's only mukta that he's carrying. So it's only the rabbanon. So the Gemara says if it's a big shas atchak and it's only ben hashmashes, it's only the first 15-20 minutes after the shkia is ben hashmashes, because since it's only an issur derabbanan and it's a tzara gadol, so you're matar ben hashmashes. So we give you another 15-20 minutes to do. You're not matar isurim deraisa, suffik deraisa luchumra, but you're matar isurim derabbanan. So the Tosfos has a raya from the Erevin, and this is quoted la'alocha in Shulchan Aruch, that not all the rabbanans are yamatir. Let's say to carry in a rishus harabim. Let's say he's in the middle of Rishus Ram, he wants to carry pachas medala, carry three yamas and put it down. So every yakta carrying three yamas is het to goma. To carry three yamas, put it down, carry three yamas, and sacha koli carried six yamas, but he made with a kunz, with a dreidel, he did a hanocha in the middle, so that makes it, it's menater, it's mutter, but it's also in the rabbanon. But that's a mochamadiki yisid the rabbanon, because sof kol sof he carried more than dalar yamas. So if all he has to do is forget to make hanocha in the middle, then he's in violation of an issur deraisa. So Tosfos writes that to carry pachas midalad amis is a mochomedik issur derabbanan, that you're not matar ben hashmashes. So you have to divide all of the issurim derabbanan, hilchos Shabbos, into the two categories, issurim chamurim and issurim kalim. And you're only matar the issurim kalim ben hashmashes, you're not matar the issurim chamurim. No, that's a me'iri es takasha. Why isn't pachas midalad amis chatzi shia? So he says that it's chatzi malacha. He says chatzi malacha, it's heta gomer. To carry three amas in the street is muta legamre. Even with the rabbanim, it's muta legamre. And it's not chatzi shir, the miri calls it chatzi malacha. It's heta gomer. But to carry pachas, to carry three amas and put it down, that's heta gomer minatar. But that's mid the rabbanim, that's also more chomer than carrying in a karmelis. That's mochomedic. So apparently the Rabbi Kivegir assumes over here the same is true for kavod abriyas. You're not matter any and every the rabbanon. The Gemara says if the guy's walking around on Shabbos with pasul and tzitzis, and he's walking in a karmelis, so the Gemara says mishum kavod rabbi, is he let him walk with the pasul and tzitzis? Because carrying in a karmelis, that's an isa kal de rabban, or shatnez de rabban, apparently is an isa kal. But if you can figure out in your mind the case of an isa de rabban a chamor, so Rabbi Kavega assumes we would not matter, we would not be matter mishum kavod rabbi. You have to distinguish between the various Isurim of the Rabbana.
Isn't there a thing also, even by Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, that there are different ways of to be makel to carry it home, or the poorest poor, or give it to a goy?
Yeah.
So even there you matter the poorest medal talit. Even Rosh Hashanah, if he's stuck, no? Wouldn't boil al memoino, if you don't give him a hete, he'll carry it like that.
It's a big hefset moment, yeah.
Yeah, so you are matter, even that's
matter merely akum also, yeah.
Yeah. So it depends of what is involved. But,
yeah, then. If the big hefset moment, then you matter, right.
Don't we see
that
what?
Yeah, that's what he asked. Why shatnez the rabbanon and why are we... what is shatnez the rabbanon? The only time a shatnez the raisa is a shua tavi vanu is together. Yeah, together. If it's only some of them is not. For example, another case of shatnez the rabbanon that people are not aware of is in Shulchan Aruch from the Yerushalmi. It's a person has on an undershirt, and then he has on a jacket. So let's say the jacket is wool, and the undershirt is linen, which it usually is not. Whoever wears an undershirt of linen.
Shirts, you wear shirts, linen shirts.
Okay, let's say a person wears, by us the shirts are usually cotton.
But they're all
let's say years
shirt,
ago.
No, not too.
Okay, so let's say a person has a linen shirt and a woolen jacket, but they're not connected. But if it's impossible to remove the shirt without first removing
the jacket,
so that's shatnez the rabban. So you're not allowed to wear that. Let's say a person has a kittel, and the kittel I think is still made from
cotton. Made from cotton.
But years ago it used to be made from linen. Years ago all the things used to be made. So if you have a kittel that's made from linen and a jacket that's made from that, a chosen gets married. So Pesach to the Seder you want to wear a kittel. So you take off your woolen jacket. Are you wearing a woolen abekampas? But the abekampas you can take off
without
taking off the
jacket.
The jacket or the kittel, that's not a problem. But let's say a chosen puts on a kittel on top of the jacket. So if the jacket is wool and the kittel is linen, then it's shatnez min d'rabban. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. No, the talus, you can take off the lower clothes without taking off the talus. The talus is not, your arms are not stuck in it.
Yeah.
The only time it shatnez the rabban is if you can't take off the upper one without the lower one. That's why there was a big machlekes.
No, the lower one without the upper.
If you can't take off the lower one without the upper garment.
That's a linen shirt.
That's the shaila. If you wear a linen shirt with a woolen jacket, and it's not possible to take off the linen shirt without taking off the woolen jacket first, so does Shteitin Shulchan Aruch that shatnez min d'rabbanan.
That is shechiyah.
You are very shechiyah.
So we got a
linen shirt.
So you should not wear a woolen jacket then.
Uh-huh.
When something's mafsid,
doesn't matter mafsid. Doesn't matter mafsid.
You can wear a shirt, patched over a woolen.
Cotton doesn't matter.
No, woolen abekampas, you can pull out the whole abekampas to set, because it's not an undershirt. Yeah, so that'll be a problem. It doesn't help the fact that there's something else. Yeah. What was the machlokes was if you have, let's say, woolen socks.
Yeah.
Person has woolen socks and then he has shoes on top of the socks, and the shoes, the top is sewn down to the bottom with linen thread. So that was a joke. So somebody wrote, some chacham wrote, around 100 years ago, so somebody wrote, since you can't take off the socks without first taking off the shoes, and the shoes have
linen
thread holding it down, so that's shatnez min d'rabbanan. So most of the Gedolim said that that's a joke. He's not wearing linen on top of wool. The linen holds the shoe together. It's not, the shoe is made from leather, the shoe is not made from linen. But if you talk, you have two garments, one on top of the other, that's the case of shatnez min d'rabbanan.
The woolen pants are coming over the linen top.
I mean, it's not the woolen hands.
You can take off the sock without the pants.
Yeah,
you can't take it off.
You can take the pants off without the socks and socks without the pants. Oh, unrelated, yeah. It's only if it's on the same part of the body. But it's still a good question he's asking. Why should Shatnez the Rabbanon be considered an Issa the Rabbanon cow? Why does that belong to the lower category? Why shouldn't it be an Issa the Rabbanon cow? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. So the Gemara answers that. The Issa Tumas Kehanim is a lower Issa Deraisa. It's a weaker Issa. It's an Issa Shena Shava Bako. Only applies to Kehanim. Or a Nazir. A Nazir is also not allowed to mitame even to the seven relatives, but to a Meis Mitzvah he may be mitame. So you see that the Kavod HaBrius of the Meis Mitzvah is Deicha and Issa Deraisa of the Nazir. He's allowed to be mitame. So the Gemara says that's an Issa Sheyeshna, Alav Sheyeshna B'Sheila. If you mata neder is Ois Naziris. So the Issa Kohanim is a lav shein shava bakol. It's a weaker Issa. And Issa Nazir is a lav sheyesh tamshela. It's a weaker Issa. So their Kavod HaBrius is mater. But Kavod HaBrius mater, a real bona fide Issa deraisa, stark Issa deraisa. So that the Gemara says not. Kavod HaBrius is mater derabbanot. It's decha derabbanot. But it's not decha deraisa. Okay, we'll have to. We didn't get to the Gemara about the Havdalah, about breaking. Right, so next time, Lena. Maybe next week is the last year before Shavuos. So we'll talk in Yoni Shavuos. And Yoni Yad, then we'll continue with this, with the Havdalah. We'll continue next time. And this week's Ezra, we have the Teicheche. Special Takana Ezra, to lay the Teicheche before Rosh Hashanah, and to lay the Teicheche in Kisava before Rosh Hashanah, to lay the Teicheche in Bechukosai before Shavuos. So the Ramban on Chumash, as well as in the little Sefer HaGula, the Kuntres on the Gula, Hasida, so Ramban writes that the two Teicheches he thinks correspond to the two Goliaths, that the Teicheche in Bechul Kaisa is very short, it's not so long, and it ends with an Achama, they'll have Shivastim, will come back, and everything will be okay. So that's Golas Bavel, 70 years, and Fartik, and that's the end of the story. And he says the Teicheche and Kisava is it doesn't end, it keeps on going and going and going.
Long vid the goals,
it doesn't end. And then how does it end? It doesn't have an achama. No one will want to buy it. No Yeshua, no achama. And the next sedra in Nitzavim, then you have a little bit of a achama. But in the end of the Teicheche and Kisava, has no achama. Ramban says that corresponds to the second golus. And those man was kavua. Golas Bavel was kavua in advance. The Nevi'im told him it's going to be a golas for 70 years, and then you come back and then build a bayis shein. And the long teicheche corresponds to that's what he says. Other rishonim say fakert, that the teicheche in Bechul Kaisa corresponds to the long golas, and the teicheche in Kisava corresponds to the golas Bavel. But the Ramban insists like this, and then he brings the haychoche. He says first of all this is shorter and that's longer and has a nechama, has no nechama, and then he gives another haychoche. Then in the Teicheche in Bechul Kaisai, it says about destroying the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashimosi as Mikdashechem v'lo yareich berech nichoichachem. And in Kisav it doesn't say about Churban Beis HaMikdash. How come? There was a Churban Beis Rishon and a Churban Beis Sheni. So if the two Teicheches correspond to the two Churbanas, so why doesn't it mention Churban Beis Sheni? The answer is the Beis Sheni given Shvach the whole time. The Beis Sheni, it was missing so many things. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Yumeh, it was Chasach Hamisha Dvarim, and there are different versions and a different midrash. And which were the Hamisha Dvarim? Comes out there were 15 things that were missing in Beis Sheni, and it says when they built the Beis Sheni, this Canaan, the old timers were crying. What a fraud! What a fraud! What a fake! The Sinishkin Beis Hamikdash, how does this compare to the real Beis Hamikdash? So when the Beis Sheni was destroyed, it wasn't so great while it was Bibinyonim, Shvach HaMaisa. So when it was destroyed, so it's not even worth mentioning. When the pasuk says Vahashimoyses Mikdashechem, that goes on the real McCoy, on the first Beis HaMikdash. That was a real Beis HaMikdash. That says Vashimoy says Mikdashech, and the Baal Shem is going to destroy this Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, even when it is B'minyana, was Shvach HaMaisis. So when it's destroyed, it's not even worth mentioning. That's how the Ramban says. That's a very fascinating Ramban, because the Ramban continues to explain in the Sefer HaGula more than he has on Chumash. He says, that's the famous Ramban that Rav Herzog told over to Rav Velda Soloveitchik, that the Chazal told us based on the Nevi'im that there'll only be two Churbanas. There will never be a third Churban, because the Ramban says there's only two Teicheches, two Churbanas, and there won't be a third Churban. So Rav Herzog told it to the Rav Belbel of Soloveitchik, when the war broke out in 1948, the Rav Belbel was going to leave to Switzerland. Was going to fight in the army, he's going to fight with the Palmach, he's going to be in the way. So he wanted to leave till after the war was over. So Rav Herzog told them, what do you have to run away for? We have a tradition from the Nevi'im, from the Chachamim, that there won't be a third Chuvah. Kabbalah, that there won't be a third Chum. So you say, Chabayachar a Kabbalah from Tatna as Mashiach stand leifna. What do you mean? So he said, so Rav Herzog said, we have a Kabbalah that the Medina Yisrael bet nishunt again. Abavala didn't disagree. He said, the Medina bet nishunt again, but people are going to lose their lives. I'm not helping out in the war effort here. He's an old man, he's not going to help. So he says, he may as well leave. So where does that idea from? Where does that idea come from? We have a Kabbalah, the Medina Bet Nishunt again. Where? Because the Ramban says that won't be a third Churban. Who's talking a third Churban on Medina? Maybe he's talking a third Churban based on Migdash? No. Because the Ramban says in the second Teichach and Kisav, it doesn't say a word about the Churban based on Migdash. He makes a point of it. Because while it was Bibidyana with Shvacha Maises, so with the Churban it didn't make such a difference. That's how he knew, not like the other Shem, that the Teichach and Luchu Kaisai goes on the Churban Bayis Rishon and the goal is Bavel, and Teichach and Kisav goes on the Churban Bayis Sheni. And so the Ramban says the second Teichach doesn't say a word about Churban Beis HaMikdash. What is it talking about? Churban HaMedina, a Yiddish Medina. There was a government and they lost their control over the government, and that's what the Ramban says. We have an understanding from the Nevi'im and from the Pesukim and the Chumash, there will never be a third Churban HaMedina, not a third Churban Beis HaMikdash. There won't be a third Churban HaMedina. So when the Medina was first established, so you can never tell. Sometimes they have a Medina that's an attempt. They establish a Medina and then it closes down, collapses after a couple of days, after a couple of weeks, after a couple of months. But it's already there over 50 years. It didn't collapse. So if it won't be now, if the Medina should collapse, it won't be that they attempted to make a Medina and it was an aborted attempt. No, there was a Medina and it collapsed. So that's what we have in Nevuah, that the Medina collapse will not, that nishtunt again. In the first days, it wasn't clear. Maybe it was an attempt like Bar Kochba. Bar Kochba also made a government and he was minting coins and he was the king of Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, and then the whole thing collapsed. So in the history books, they write, it was an aborted attempt at establishing a government. He attempted to make a Medina and it failed. It was a failure. So Nishkin Kasha and the Ramban says there won't be a third Churban HaMedina. Bar Kochba, he attempted to make a Medina. He was making Maisa Medina, he was mimicking, but it didn't turn out. But now, after so many years, what should I have to say? So now we have this Ramban, gives us hope for the future. According to this Ramban, he reads the Psukim in the Nevi'im, that there will never be a Churban HaMedina.
I believe that at the end of the Shkara Peirin, there is something said.